Good evening. I've got a request for you to consider a contract amendment to our contract with Studio Jade, the architectural firm that does our architectural design work at this point, and is for the Milton Library renovations and fit out of the second floor of that facility. Back in 2004, the county improved the Milton Library and expanded the facility. And at that time, I believe there was probably just enough funds to prepare the downstairs, and there was a second phase that was going to be the second floor. And we are prepared now to start the work on the second floor. And we have a design contract from Studio Jade that will perform that project. We'll be looking at things like meeting rooms and creating additional bathrooms and tutoring rooms and some of the other things that the library feels is necessary to fulfill their mission in the community. So we have a proposal for $49,967 from Studio Jade that will prepare the design plans and specifications and will allow for the bidding of the project. And the funding is available for the project, and the agreement has been approved by all the necessary county staff people.
Got a motion?
I have a proposed motion. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the County Engineering Department that Sussex County Council hereby authorize its president to execute Amendment Number 1, dated March 19, 2007, to its contract with Studio Jade to provide design services for the Milton Library renovations at a cost not to exceed $49,967.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Rogers, second, and Mr. Jones. That was read by Mr. Archett. Any questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motions carried. Thank you. Julie Cooper.
Good evening. We advertised some additional or another phase of our roof repairs. These are in preparation for our total roof replacement. It is repair to the masonry chimneys, the artificial decorative chimneys that most of them are. And our estimate was $55,000. I could not convince any of the local masons to bid on this because it is repair work, and it's not much work at that. And so I only got one bid.
One bid?
Yes, and it was for $31,380 by DNA Masonry of Southampton, PA. So I have a motion, or unless anybody has...
Your estimate was what?
$55,000.
And they came in...
Under that.
And nobody wanted to do it, and they came in at 30-something.
Mm-hmm.
What are they going to, just repoint them up, or are they
going to... We are going to repoint the chimneys. There's a lot of grout missing, and all the caps are going to be replaced. The penetrations through the copper, which are now creating leaks, will be moved to the sides of the chimneys, and the lightning arresters and the lightning rods are what's penetrating the chimney caps. Those will be moved to the side and installed with mortar.
This guy's out of PA? Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
He must have a beach house.
I'm just counting my blessings. I have a motion, unless anyone has any questions.
Go ahead.
Ready? Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that Sussex County Project Number 0701, Masonry Repairs, Sussex County Administrative Office Building Roof, be awarded to DNA Masonry Restoration Incorporated of Southampton, Pennsylvania, at a cost of $31,380.
So moved, Mr. President.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, second, Mr. Phillips. The motion just read by Ms. Cooper for repair to this building, the roof, the chimneys. Any questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Thank you.
Grant request, Mr. Webb.
The first grant request is for the town of Selbyville for ball field improvements. Mr. Phillips. Typically.
$5,000 for my community investment.
Second.
To the town, Mr. Phillips?
Town of Selbyville, yes.
How much, I'm sorry?
$5,000.
Have motion, Mr. Phillips, second Mr. Rogers, to give $5,000 to Town of Sublerville for their ball field improvements. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes. Motion is carried.
Town of Greenwood?
$5,000.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, second Mr. Rogers, to give $5,000 to the Town of Greenwood for improvements to the town. Is that coming out of where, Mr.
Capital?
Community improvements.
Community improvement?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes. Motion is carried.
The Historic Georgetown Association?
Yes, $10,000.
Good God. And it all one day.
Community improvements.
So I've worried about it. I'm not changing like yourself.
Second.
I have motion, Mr. Jones, seconded by Mr. Rogers, to give $10,000 from the community improvements to the Historical Georgetown Association. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes. Motion is carried.
The Westerhoveth Community Land Trust?
Keeping in the spirit of the evening here, I'll give $5,000 for Westerhoveth Community Land Trust.
I have motion by Mr. Cole, second Mr. Rogers, to give $5,000 to the West Rehoboth Community Land Trust from the Capital Improvements Fund for Mr. Cole. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes. Motion is carried.
Bridgeville Apple Scrapple Festival.
You got to help me on that one, too.
Okay. We've typically the
you
last.
You want money from her?
Joe, yeah. Joe Conaway wants $5,000 from you.
We've done a little bit of everything. We've done community improvement money, and we've done a grouping of Councilmatics.
Just give some.
So.
$250.
$250. That's all you want to give.
We've done six.
Each?
If we're taking it from Councilmatic, we've done around $650 in the past.
Right.
We have done the lump sum of $1,000 for community improvements.
I'd like to give $1,000.
Okay.
I have motion by Mr. Jones, seconded by Mr. Phillips, to give $1,000 to the Bridgeville Apple Scrapple Festival from his Community Improvement Fund. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes. Motion is carried.
Rehoboth Beach Independent Film Festival.
$500.
Second. From my Councilmatic.
I have motion, Mr. Cole, seconded Mr. Jones, to give $500 from his Councilmatic to the Rehoboth Beach Film Festival. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes. Motion is carried.
Thank you.
Mrs. Granke, would you still like to make comment now that we have voted on that Westerhoveth? I had the note, but I wanted to make sure that we did it before you allowed you to make comment.
I have with me our treasurer, Mr. Leonard Mason, and we just wanted to say to you how grateful we are for your continued commitment and encouragement. It means a great deal to us, and when we go out for grants and other funding, it helps tremendously to be able to say that the Sussex County Council is with us on this. And as you know, affordable housing is so, so needed. And every time we can help, it matters. So thank you very much, and thank you, Mr. Cole.
I'd just like to tell the council that we appreciate support, and we appreciate this funding that you're helping us to provide affordable housing to West Rehoboth.
You're welcome.
Thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you for letting us take some of your time.
You're certainly welcome. We'll take a nice comment any time, Mr. Granke. We don't get those very often. Additional business. No additional business. Council, next week, I want to see if there's objections to putting some old business on the agenda for voting on. The first one that I'm referring to is Conditional Use 1686 Malone Enterprises LLC. Any objections to putting that on the agenda?
Where is that?
What is it?
New species.
Yeah, just. What was the issue? Do you remember?
It was Malone's is an existing manufactured home and camping community and to be converted into condominiums. The north side along Neck Road.
When did we hear that one?
Commission approved it in May.
May of this year?
Yeah.
All right, sir.
Okay. The next one is conditional use 1711 Artesian Water Company. That's in Dagsboro 100 on 13.41 acres.
That's fine.
Pontiac Neck Road. Vance, that's yours, okay. The next ones are conditional use 1724 North Milton Development Group 2.
Might want to wait to get a recommendation from the commission.
Is that going to be
Might be tomorrow. I don't know if it will be.
Okay. They made no recommendation. I mean, they had.
No,
so,
they intended to act on it tomorrow, but I can't.
Put on conditions or something, right, tomorrow.
Okay. Well, then that pertains also to Harry Isaacs, Jr.
There's six of them.
Right, okay. How about, our change of, we'll go to change of zones now. CZ 1610, Burton's Pond.
It's already on next week.
Okay, it's on next week, okay. Just FYI for council, then I don't want anybody to say I surprised them. North Milton, that's all of them, okay.
This will all be in the morning next week?
Yes.
Yes, it will. Public hearing, an ordinance to amend Chapter 62 of the Code relating to the fees charged by the clerk of the peace.
We have an ordinance to amend Chapter 62 of the Code of Sussex County by amending Article 4, Section 62-16 relating to fees charged by the clerk of the peace.
Must be controversial.
Just to briefly explain it, I know Mr. Parrish is here tonight, but this ordinance affects the fees that are charged for marriage licenses. It does not affect the fee that is charged for in-state Delaware marriage license, which remain at $30. The fees that would change are for a marriage license for non-Delaware resident, and I think you have a handout that might reflect this, would change from $30 to $50. There are separate fees for marriage ceremonies for Delaware and non-Delaware residents of $20 and $50. And then for outside of the office, marriage ceremonies for Delaware residents, $25, non-Delaware residents, $50. Renewal vows in the office, Delaware residents, $20. In the office, non-Delaware residents, $50. And renewal vows outside the office, Delaware residents, $25. Non-Delaware residents, $50. The revised rates would provide partial reimbursement for the cost associated with special ceremonies that the Clerk of Peace and his office conducts. And the estimated revenues from a revised fee structure are estimated to run about $11,000 to $13,000 a year. With that, I'll turn it over to Mr. Parrish.
And Mr. Parrish, did all these people who just walked in, are they in opposition to the renewal of the vows?
They're here to support what's good for Sussex County, sir.
Okay, I don't want to know if they want renewal of the vow fee, because that ought to be free.
Well, we extended that invitation to the president of the county council on July 3rd, and we're waiting for...
I couldn't talk my wife into it.
Well, with your
She had one memorial marriage. She don't want the second one.
She said it wasn't worth $20.
Well, we would have it free until September 1st if that pleases the council.
You'll be in there if it's free.
These additional costs, as the county administrator clearly indicated, represent not only different costs, but costs that should be reimbursed to the Sussex County Council, not to be pocketed by the clerk of the peace. And in the past, it's been legally prohibited. Nobody's enforced the law. I campaigned on the promise of not to accept any what I call bribes. You can call them tips. You can call them gratuities. If you work the system, you can make several thousands of dollars. That's wrong. It rips off the taxpayers in Sussex County. Those funds belong in the Sussex County Treasurer to save taxpayers' dollars. This council was kind enough to approve it last year. I solicit your approval for this year so we can all befriend the good taxpayer of Sussex County.
Makes sense to me, George Parrish.
We do have one suggested change, and Mr. Parrish brought up about the effective date, because the way the ordinance as proposed, it would become effective immediately, but he is recommending that we make it effective September 1st.
The reason we're suggesting September 1st, because we are the only county, and this is a new approach to doing business in the clerk of the peace office, because it benefits the taxpayers,
and not necessarily the individual clerk of the peace. If we make it September 1st, we are currently issuing, even today we issued a new marriage license that have a 30-day validity period. And we want to alert other counties, and we don't think it's fair to go retroactive back to the people. So we're requesting a September 1st effective date.
I'm looking at your sheet there, and it seems like it's quite a decision whether you want to get married or not when you have to go through all, you know, pick and choose which category you're in. Say that someone is a Delaware resident marrying a non-Delaware resident. So what category do they fall in?
It's a trick question.
We would always defer to the good sense of the person who's a Delaware resident.
So if one person is a Delaware resident, that would qualify that?
Yes, sir, and we even give special consideration if they're a Sussex Countyan.
Right, I see that. Okay.
And that's why we encourage you to speak confidentially with your wife, sir, because you would benefit a memorable marriage renewal ceremony.
Let's see, that would be a memorable marriage renewal.
Well, if you can guarantee, I've had 49 years. I just had 49 last month. So if you can guarantee me 49 more, she would probably consider it.
Well, if she were exposed to our memorable marriage ceremony, sir, she would definitely stay with you for another series of decades.
Series of decades.
Okay.
She don't want to get married by a Republican.
Like Jessica or Rebecca over there.
We like to consider ourselves all good Sussex Countyans.
Now there is a discrepancy here. She just pointed out to me, and I don't know why. But marriage licenses for Delaware residents are $30, and it says your memorable marriage is cheaper. What do you do? Cut some of the ceremony out?
If they're Sussex Countyans, we always give them preferential treatment, sir.
But those
where are you looking, Councilman?
Everyone would be required to have a marriage license,
right,
but
a memorable
ceremony.
You
would
make
be
it
a
memorable.
So that's an additional. That's an additional $20.
No, that's the same. If the first column is a Sussex County current listing, the second column is a Sussex County proposed, sir.
Oh, okay.
If you look at all the zeros down the Sussex County current.
I'm looking. She had another sheet. I'm sorry.
I would reference, sir, that you stick with Sussex County and proposals.
I'm sorry, Mr. Parrish. We got so excited about getting remarried that I forgot to turn this over to our attorney to conduct the public hearing. So if you'll just have a seat temporarily, she'll explain the rules, and we'll proceed and have you back up for more questions.
Thank you kindly.
This is a time and place for advertised for a hearing on an amendment ordinance to amend Chapter 62 of the Code of Sussex County by amending Article 4, Section 62-16, relating to fees charged by the Clerk of the Peace. As you're all aware, Mr. Parrish will present the reasons why he feels it should be changed. Then we will provide an opportunity for the public to comment on this proposed ordinance, conclude the public, and then there will be questions from the council. We will then close the record, and the council will take a vote.
Do you have any more comments, Mr. Parrish? Excuse me.
Or can we just incorporate what he has?
Okay, you might want to come up front just in case.
Yeah, don't run out the door yet.
And any member who has a public comment should please state their name and address for the record.
Dan Kramer, 8041 Scott Store Road, Greenwood. I want to know one thing. Nothing wrong with this ordinance. Beautiful ordinance, except for one problem. Why did it take a Republican to have to step forward and be honest when you had Democrats in here running that show before and stealing all the money?
I'm not sure we got answers for that one. We work together very good, the Democrats and Republicans, Mr. Kramer. Right, Mr. Parrish?
Always happy to be here.
Always have. Thank you.
Do you have any other comments from any members of the public, either for or against? And we'll close the public comment and ask council if they have any questions for Mr. Parrish. Or
any more questions for Clerk of the Peace? Everybody seems to be happy.
And we will close the record, and if council would like to vote.
We need a motion. Make a motion.
Do you have a motion, Mr. Parrish, or not?
If
you don't have one prepared, we'll make one.
Be it moved that the county will amend the ordinance to approve the ordinance to amend Chapter 62 of the Code of Sussex County by amending Article 4, Section 62-16 relating to fees charged by the Clerk of the Peace.
I'll make a motion to adopt the ordinance.
Be effective September 1st.
September 1st.
With a change that's effective September 1st.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, seconded by Mr. Jones, to adopt the Ordinance just discussed, debated. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Based on the duly elected recommendation of Mr. Parrish, I vote yes.
Mr. Rogers?
I vote yes.
Don't be so happy about it.
Oh, yeah.
Jones?
Yeah. It's funny, you're going to have to get remarried, too.
All right.
My vote is yes also, Mr. President.
Yes, motion's carried. Thank you, Mr. Parrish.